What's so we're going to talk about the machlokas between the Node of Yehuda and the Chavas Das. We started it last time. I want to move on. And then, Bli Neder, I'd like to talk about the issue of Tuma Labayla and Isur Labayla, and the relationship between Tuma and Isur, which is going to be a two-part series, but we'll get in half tonight, I hope. What's the machlokas? Yeah. Between Tuma and Isur. To what extent is Nida, is the Isur Nida generated by Tuma, or it has nothing to do with Tuma, it's a separate, independent Isur Erva, Isur Labayla. Okay. So the Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkat and Tes, quotes a Tshuva of the Node of Yehuda, that's Tshuva Mem Vav. And the Node of Yehuda says that Me'ikar Adin, we paskin like the Raifet. That means a Bedika of Chorinu Stokim is only a requirement for Taros, the Chumran Taros. As far as Labayla is concerned, all she needs is what the Raifet calls a Bedika Kolduhu, which is what we call Kinuach. Of course, the obvious question is, it seems a little bit odd that we are more machmir l'taros than we are labayla. Labayla is an isakaris. Taros are various isurim, but certainly not an isakaris. But we see all over the place in Masech Nida that we're more machmir l'taros than we are l'inyan bayla. That's the way it goes. Now, the premise of the Node of Yehuda, we'll soon see that others have a different premise as to why, what's the advantage of a bedikas chorin u'stokim, is because the Kosle Beis HaRechem, with Choshesh, that maybe the Kosle Beis HaRechem hold up the Dam in the Beis HaChitzon. So even though she didn't have the Re'iyah, but the Dam is Metame when it leaves the Makar into the Beis HaChitzon. And the only way we could clarify beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is no Dam that was Ukme Dama Beis HaChitzon is through this Bedika of Chorin U'stokim. The Node Yehuda, who accepts, as we said before, the Raivet Shita, would like to explain that there's no need, Labayla at least, again, Fataris is something different, to be concerned, to be worried about Dam that's being held up in the Beis Hachisa. And what's his proof for this? A woman counts Zayinikiyim, and then the next day, on Yom Shmini, she sees Dam. So the halacha is that that becomes the first day of Yimei Anidus. Now the Yehuda asks the following question. If we're going to be Choshesh that the Dam was held up, Me'es Le'es, you know, 24 hours earlier, in the Beis HaChitzon, then she had a Re'iyah on Yom Zayin of Zayin Yimei Nikiyim. And that should be Soser all Zayin. Why is it the first day of Anidus? Says Node Miyud, you see clearly from this Sugya Nida, the conclusion we have to derive is that we're not Choshesh that the Dam is being held up in the Beis HaChitzon. That's only a Cheshash L'inyan Taros, which requires a B'dikas Chorin U'stokin. But, says Node Miyud, as far as Labayla is concerned, that Cheshash doesn't exist at all. And therefore she doesn't need a B'dika of Chorin U'stokin. The Node of Yehud himself is aware of the fact that all the poskim require a bedika of Chorin U'stokim, whether it be the Hefsek Taro, whether it be one bedika during the Zayin Nikiyim. But he says that when necessary, B'shas HaDchak, we can certainly fall back on a bedikas kinuach, and that should be sufficient. The Chavas Das disagrees with the Node of Yehud. And in order to explain the Shita of the Chavas Das, he breaks new ground. Tosis says at the beginning of Masechet Chulin that if you milk a cow, presumably a kosher cow, and you make vinos out of the cow, and then afterwards you shech the cow and you find it to be a treifa, do we assume that the animal was a treifa at the time of the shechita, and therefore the cholov is cholov treifa, it's yotze min osu asu, or do we assume no, that it became a treifa after the chaliva, and therefore the cholov and the gvina is mutter? So Tosa says something unbelievable. Tosa says that we cannot be matir the gvinos because we need a chazaka hamivareres, a birur. And the Chavastas explains that normally a chazaka just tells me status quo. It just tells me that nothing has changed until I know for sure that it was changed. But it doesn't give me any sort of clarity, any sort of vados and birur as far as the gufa shel safek is concerned. So for example, if the Kohen sees the neg at the beginning of Zion Yimei Hezger, and then he sees it at the end, shall we assume that maybe the nego left and then it came back again? We don't know one way or the other. The Torah says rely on chazak. It doesn't mean that we have a beer on the safe. However, in the case of the gvinos, what we're left with is the chazaka that tells me that the animal, the baim, or the cow in this case, was a bria, it was not a trefa. And now that we find it to be a trefa, we delay that change as much as we can, right? That's chazaka. We postpone the change. And therefore, at the time of the chaliva, we assume the animal was bria and not a trefa. And yet, Tosis says, we cannot be mad to the gvinos. Tosis even goes a step further. He says, not only are the gvinos asuros when you find the animal to be a trefa, but moreover, even if you shecht a bunch of cows and only one of them turns out to be a trefa, we don't know if these gvinos came from that cow or from other cows, we still say that all the gvinos are us. And kol kavur kevechtz al mechzedom. You can't rely on rov. And that's how Tosis paskins l'alocha l'maisa. We'll soon see that the Rush and the Ran disagree with Tosis. They were mati the gvinos, but the Chavastas is building his case on Tosis. Tosis apparently requires a chazaka shel birur. And since we don't have a chazaka shel birur, meaning the chazaka tells me that at the moment of the chaliva the animal was still bria, we don't know. There's no way of being mavara that safek. And therefore the gvinos are asuros. So the Chavastas says, why do you need a cheskas birur? Why do you need chazok shel birur? I mean, umitum, as we say in Yiddish, you're all over the place. We rely on chazokas, even though the chazok is not a birur. So the Chavastas explains that here we need a birur because every chazaka begins with a vados. So take, for example, the Kohen saw the nega and the bias. At that point, he knows for sure that there's a nega and the bias. That engenders a chazaka. The Torah says you can rely on that chazaka. I checked the mikveh and I found that it's moly, it has 40 saw. Now when the Tomei jumps into the mikveh, I have a right to assume based on chazaka that the mikveh was moly at the time because of the vados that I had, that when last checked the mikveh had 40 saw. But in the case of an animal, we don't know that the animal was nolda brio. Maybe she was a trefa from leda. That we don't have a vados on. And therefore, the chazaka that tells me that since the animal was assumed to be a bria, then it only became a trefa after the chaliva, that chazaka could not possibly be mavar the suffering because this chazaka never began with vados to begin with. And therefore we're lacking in birur, and Tosis says such a chazaka cannot be relied upon. Says the Chavastas, hu adin v'hu atam, here, in the case of a zava, she's counting the sofala, she's being bodekes for Zayin Nikim. If she does a bdika of kinuach and not a bdika of chorin ustakim, then we have no birur. What are we afraid of? We're afraid that there's dam that's being held up in the Beis Achitzon. The only way that she can clarify beyond the shadow of a doubt and be mavar that suffix is by doing a bedikas chorin ustakim. Therefore, says the Chavastas, a bedik of kinuach is not going to give you a birur. And as a matter of fact, you don't have a vados that tells you that she did not have dam that was held up in the Beis Achitzon because we don't know. We have no way of knowing. She's a Zovah Gdola. She's got Mayan Pasuach. We don't know if there's dam that may have been caught up in the Beis Achitzon. So in such a case, you cannot rely on a chazaka, which is not a chazaka hamivareres. What then is the Chavastas going to do with the raya of the Nodav Yehuda? You know, Yehuda, after all, quotes the Gemara that if she sees dam on Yom Shmini, she is a Nida and she's not a Zovah. We're not so serious. So in order to answer that question, the Chavos Das asks another question. He wants to know, the Rosh and the Ran, who are Mati the Gvinos, what do they base their case on? And he says the following, their argument is based on a Rov. And here you have to get into the whole question, what's the status of a Rov? According to the Ran and the Rosh, most behemos are not trefos. Right, it's like the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph that says, you know, v'nechus dulu v'akam saif nekev havi. Maybe the nirtzach was a treifa. The answer is that anyone walking on 2 feet, we have a strong rov that tells me that he's healthy and he's not, he's not a treifa. Here too, most animals when they're born are healthy. If they become a treifa, usually in most cases it happens subsequently. Says the Chavos Das, the machlokas here between Tosfos on the one end and the Ran and the Rosh on the other regarding the Gvinos is how do we define that rove? Where the Ran and the Rosh see that rove as a vadai, the Torah says we can define rove as vadai. It clarifies the suffix. Rove is that much greater than a chazaka. Once the rove tells me that the animal was born healthy and not a trefa, now the chazaka is a chazaka based on vadai. And that chazaka, in fact, is the classical chazaka that's mevaris fakers, which the Torah relies upon. Masha'en ken Tosfos. Tosfos is of the opinion that the rove itself still remains begetter suffik, it's a chras hadin, but not a bir hadin, and therefore the chazok itself is never a chazok of avareres. If I knew for a fact, let's say I was able to be bodek, send the animal for rentgen, and we find out that all the internal organs of the animal are healthy, and so forth, that would create a vados. And then even Tosfos would be matir the gvinos based on the classical chazaka, which the Torah relies upon. But here, we just simply look at the animal, we don't know what's going on inside the animal, we assume that the animal is healthy because rove animals are behemoths are healthy. But that's not enough to produce a vadai. And it's similar to the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, Asire Sofik Vol Asire Vadai in Kofet Zechid Min Amenuyim, even though rove the animals are not Pturos Mimaiser Behema, right? And there's only one animal that jumped in. So the Sheet of Mekubetzis asks, let the Torah rely on rove, and therefore any animal that goes out should be considered Asire Vadai. Why is it considered Asire Sofik? So the famous Yesod of the Sheet of Mekubetzis, and you'll find this all over the place, that rove is not mevara the suffix. That even after the rove, we still have a suffix. Maybe the Gemara in Chul and Daf Yud Aleph is mechalik between a Ruba de Issa come on and a Ruba de Lesa come on. Could be a Ruba de Issa come on is not a bira suffix. A Ruba de Lesa come on maybe is a bira suffix. And therefore that most animals are healthy from birth, that would be a Ruba de Lesa come on. Maybe it is a bira suffix. But Tosfos assumes it's not. And therefore the Gvinos are Asuos. So getting back to the Chavos Das wants to suggest that the Raya of the Noda Yehuda is not a good Raya. Why? Because the Gemara is talking about a case where she did a Hefsek Tara, she did a Bedika of Zayin Nekiyim, and now she sees Dam on Yom Ches. In such a case, says the Chavos Das, for sure we're not going to be choshesh for dam. Why? The entire chashash of dam, that maybe this dam held up in the Beis Hachitzon, is based on the fact that she has a mayan pasuach. That she doesn't have a cheskes tahara, but now that she made a bdikas hefsek tahara from the beginning, she entered into Zayin Nekiyim, she implemented her bdik of Zayin Nekiyim, at that point her chazokach changes from a cheskas mayan pasuach and a cheskas tuma to a cheskas tahara. And if that be the case, there we don't have to be choshesh for dam that was held up in the Beis Hachitzon. And when she sees dam on Yom Shmini, we don't have to be so ser the Zayin Nekiyim. That's the Chavos Das. You know, the Yehuda is of the opinion that since the Torah requires Zayin Nekiyim, the Sofra law, the Torah is not going to rely on any sort of bedikos, not the Hefsek Tara, not even the bedika of Zayin Nekiyim. She doesn't have a Cheskes Tahara. That's exactly why the Torah wants and demands Zayin Nekiyim. And therefore, if she doesn't have a cheskes tahara, then we should be choshesh for dam that's held up in the Beis HaChitzon. And the answer is, apparently we're not choshesh. Otherwise, on Yom Shmini, she would have to be soser because of the dam of Yom Shvi. So the machlokas now between the Noda B'Yud and the Chavistas, basically can be reduced to the following issue. What happens during Zayin Nikim? What is the Torah saying to us about Zayin Nikim? Is the Torah telling us that despite all the bedikas that she did, there's a chazaka that she will see, or I shouldn't say that she will see, but she might see during the Zayin Nikim? Those are the Zayin Yomim where she has a propensity, a plausibility of seeing. And that's the way the Noda B'Yud understands it. Or should we say, like the Chavistas, that although the Torah is choshesh for dam and re'iyah during the Zayin Nikim, but that's because she has a cheskes tuma. Once she instituted the bedikas hefsek tara and the bedika of Zayin Nikim, at that point her chazaka shifts. Now she has a chazaka of tara, and therefore, and only in that case, are we able to say that we don't have to worry about dam that's held up in the Beis HaChitzon. But with regard to the Efsek Tara itself, with regard to the Bedika Zayin Nikim itself, in the context of that Bedika, Eino Chinami, when she's trying through the Bedika to change her Chazaka from Tumah to Tara, she needs to worry about the possibility of dam that was held up in the Beis HaChitzon. And the only way she can clarify that with a Chazaka of Vareres that there's no dam in the Beis HaChitzon is through Bedikas Chorin. Chorin Ustakim. Now what I'd like to learn with you is the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara builds his case, as we'll explain in a minute, on the Me'il Tzedakah. The Me'il Tzedakah is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat and Gimel, here in Kuf Tzadi Vav. And we're talking about an Isha Shehisicha Daita during Zayin Nikim. What does it mean? At some point during the Zayin Nikim, she said, forget it. I'm not going to be able to achieve my goal and achieve Zayin Nikim. So she's just Mesiach Daita. Or her husband went out on a trip. A long, long trip to China. She's not expecting his return. And therefore she's Mesiach Das from the Zayin Nikim. So it's a gewaldige chumra of the Me'il Tzedakah, and he comes to the conclusion that in such a case, she cannot count Zayin Nikim. And basically, what we're coming to grips with is the fundamental issue about what v'safrala means. And as we've mentioned in the past, there are two ways of understanding the v'safrala. One is that she has to have the idea that she didn't see dam. The other way is that she has to count each day and actively establish that she didn't see dam. The first way is more of a shevi altas, more of a sad shlili, that she didn't see dam. She could rely on chazakas. So even if she was mesicha daita during certain periods of time within the Zayin Nikim, at the end of the day, came Yom Zayin, she made her bedika, and that establishes a chazakas, she knows that she didn't see. From that perspective, that should be fine. But the Me'il Tzedakah understood, no, that's not what Safrala means. Safrala means Yomim Svurim Ubedukim. Bekum Vasei, Beofen Chiyuvi. She has to establish that she didn't see Dam. And if she's Mesicha Daita, then those days cannot be calculated as Zayin Nikim. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Me'il Tzedakah is going to go as far as to say that she has to start from the beginning again. And this is something that we touched upon, you may recall, I think it was 2 weeks ago with the Ravid about Dam Koshi, that even though that day is not Olal Zayin Nikim, but it's not Soser, and that's going to be our Blinetter House Sugi for next week about Poleta Shifa Zera. But be that as it may, whether or not the days of Hesek Hadas are simply left out of the Zayin Nikim, or she has to start all the beginning, we definitely see that the Me'il Tzedakah is assuming that v'safrala requires a bedika, a vadai, a kumvasei, in order to establish that she definitely didn't see dam on any of the days of Zayin Nikim. In fact, we mentioned that there's another approach to Zayin Nikim, that v'safrala is nothing more than yediyah. The Chasam Sofer says that all she has to do is wake up in the morning and for Shah Achas, she has to be Mashgiach al Atzma, that she's not seeing Dam. And according to the Chacham Sofer, that itself establishes the idea that she didn't see Dam. That's enough for Zayin Nekiyah. He doesn't require that there has to be a Bedika. Fine. Now, if we talk about this Me'il Tztaka in the context of an Isha Sharoa Dam Machmas Maka, then there's a real serious problem here, because the Me'il Tztaka, as we said, is requiring a Bedika Bekumvase to establish Bivados that this was a Yom Naki. We mentioned, of course, the Sheet of Tosus on Daf Samach Hei Menachos, that maybe she should make a bracha on the Bedika. Okay, Tosus says Shema Tervetistar. But the Chacham Sofer is not like that. And the big question is going to be Nafkamina Lamaisa about an Isha Sharoa Dam Machmas Maka. Clearly, she can establish that any Dam that she sees, she can be Tola on the Dam. Excuse me, on the Maka. Why? Because the Maka is an active Maka. It's being Motzi Dam. But on the other hand, to say that she made a Bedika that clarifies for sure that she didn't have Dam in a Maka, that she can't do. Because the Bedika shows up Dam, so you can tell me the Dam is Machmas HaMaka, but you don't know that the Dam, there wasn't an admixture of Dam, you know, of Dam Nida Maria, of Dam in a Maka. So those who require a Kuvase and a Vados, like take for example, we saw that the Chavas Das requires a Bedikas Chorinu Stokim, because otherwise maybe there's Dam that's held up in the Beis Achitzon. See, again, you see that you need a Bedika Mamish, you know, the real full-fledged Bedika of Chorinu Stokim Bekumvase to establish Vados, or in the language of the Chavas Das Chazoka Mevareres. We see that in the Me'il Tztaka that if she's Mesicha Daita, and therefore she doesn't actively implement a Maisa Bedika with a full awareness of the fact that she's counting a day as a day of Naki, that's not going to be sufficient. It's not Ola Laminyan Zion. On the other hand, we mentioned the Chacham Sofer. What's going to be in the case of Dam Machmas Maka? If you require a Bedika with Vados, she cannot possibly make that Bedika. So imagine a woman who's a Roa Dam Machmas Maka can only make a Hefsek Tara and a Bedika Zayin Nekiyim when finally she can check herself once and see nothing, meaning that the Dam is no longer going out of the Maka. Now she can make a Bedika of Hefsek Tara, she can make a Bedika of Zayin Nekiyim. Masha Enkin, if you go like the other Shita, the Shita of the Chacham Sofer, that you don't require a Bedikas Chorin Ustok. In the Shita, the Noda B'Yehuda, that we're not Choshish for Dam that's being held up in the Beis HaChitzon. According to those, all she needs is Yediya, based on Chazok, that she didn't see Dam. And in the case of Roa Dam Machmas Maka, she doesn't need a Bedika. If she can establish that any Dam that she sees is Machmas Maka, she can be told into the Maka, that would be enough in order to be Mater at the end of Zayin Nekiyah. The Sidrei Tara himself seems to accept the Me'il Tztaka and that definition that Bedika requires Bekumvase of Vados, and therefore in the case of Dam Machmas Maka he's going to agree with the Chavas Das that there's a problem of Sfurim for the Zayin Yomim, because she has to know for sure that it's a Yom Naki, she cannot rely on Chazakas, and in the case of Dam Machmas Maka, she cannot do so. Now all this is in the Sidrei Tara in Os Yud Ches. Fine. Now, what I want to share with you is the Chazon Ish, and that's in Simon Tzadi Beis. He has a long arichas about these dinim, and he comes to the conclusion against the Sidrei Tara that the ikar of Zayin Nekiyim is yediya al pi chazaka she'ovru alea Zayin Nekiyim, and that's what he writes there in Simon Tzadi Beis Sifkot and Chof. This is the language of the Chazon Ish Yesh Lomar. The pirish, what does it mean? V'sofro la Hainu Drisha al Yediya Satara. The Torah is demanding that she has Yediya Satara. V'zehu Inyan Sfira. This is what it means on a daily basis that she counts the days. That's the Tanai for Tara. And therefore he writes, Nireh, the Ein Kan Tanai HaTara Dvar Yom Biyomo. She doesn't require on a daily basis to establish her Tara. Ela Omedes Biyom HaShvi. On the seventh day, she does her bedikah. V'soferes kol hayomim sha'olu biyada. And now she can count all the days before. And therefore he says, nafkimina she'ena tzricha ladas minyonam. Whereas the Sidrei Tara seems to assume that she has to know exactly on any particular day of the Zaynikim what day it is in the minyan. The Chazanish says, not like that. V'lo machshava lihitoer. She doesn't mean a positive machshava process on a daily basis for Zaynikim to count the Zaynikim in order to establish on each one of the days machshava lihitoer. Ella, all she needs is sima slave. All she needs that she has to be able to tell us linikiyusa bilvad, that these are days of Yomim Nikiyim, and she can know that through Chazaka, and that's enough. Even on Yom Zayin, she can establish that Chazaka. So that's the Chazon Ish in Sifkat on Chaf. In Sifkat Yid Aleph, he writes that since we passing like Rebbe Loza, that all she needs is one Bediki, the Yom Aleph or Yom Zayin, that's enough. He says, Tzorech Iyun Dino de Me'il Tztoka Shehesech Hadas Chayshinon. And he leaves that Bitzorach in. So once again, Rabbi will say, as we line up the various shitas, we have to know the Yehuda and the Chsam Sofer, and now the Chazon Ish on one side of the equation, all of whom assume that all you need for Zayin Nikiyim is Yediyas Hatara. And on the other side of the equation, we have the Chavas Das, we have the Sidrei Tara, and certainly the Me'il Tztoka, all of whom assume that she has to establish bivados in an active way on every single day, that she knows that this is a day that's naki, she needs a bedika, she'll need charenu stokim, and if she's roa dam machmas maka, that's not going to be good for her, that's bad news and not good news, and she's going to have to make an active bedika b'chorin u'stokim. The Chazon Ish quotes a beautiful raya to his shita. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel establishes that Zayin Nikiyim work for a cheresh, chereshes shota uktana. And how do we know that the ktana has Zayin Nikiyim? So the Gemara says that Noshim, the Mishnah says that Noshim pikchos misachnos osam al yidei bedika. So there's a pikachas, how do you say pikea? Pikchit, okay. There's a pikchit.
The Mishnah's pikachas.
Oh yeah, alright. Whatever it is. We'll say in modern Hebrew, we'll say pikchit. Right? Okay. And the pikchit is going to supervise that bedika. But again, it's only one bedika during Zayin Nikiyim. Says the Chazon Ish, Harei Shom, Chutz mi bedika achas, Ein klum, right? You can't say that there's the opposite of Hesech Hadas. You can't say that it's Machshava Litara, she's a Shota. Umistama din Rabbi Loza b'mishnah koi gamalzeh. Now it's Rabbi Loza who says on Samaches, on the base, that all she needs is one bediki, the Aleph or Zion, the way Rav understands it. He applies that even to the case of a Ketana. So how are you going to establish Zayin Nikiyim in the case of a Ketana? The Me'il Tztoka is yelling, you know, there cannot be any Hesech Hadas, and there's got to be Machshava on an active way on each one of the days, and so forth and so on. And the Chazon Ish is so convinced of this Raya, of this proof, that he writes, Raya Chazoka Ad Ma'od, She'ein Din Zayin Nikiyim Mechayev Sfurim B'Yediyah Chiyuvis Letara. And that's the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Again, we have to keep in mind Tosfos Menachos that requires logically should require a bracha on Sfira Zayin Nikiyim. Okay. Now, to continue with this topic, the Chazon Ish addresses, and this is already 50 years ago, today it's even more sophisticated, the case of a woman. The Rofim inserted a tabas b'pi b'pesach rachma. For health reasons, she has to wear this tabas. and she cannot make a bedikah of Chorin Ustakim without undermining, without disturbing this Tabas. So what do we do in such a case? So the poskim want to quote the case of Besula. In the case of Besula, is getting married for the first time, Koda Nisuin, she counts Zayin Nikiyin, and she's Muteris L'Chosan, L'Baila, with Nisuin. So the question is, since she has Besulin, and it's Sagur, it's closed, there's no way that she can make a Bedikas Chorin Ustakin. We're not expecting her to destroy the Besulin. So you see that when there's no possibility of making a Bedikas Chorin Ustakin, this is a very strong argument the Chazon Ish deduces, then she relies on a Bedikas Kinuach.
What they used to do for Tyrus, for the Tulot in the time of Talot? What they used to do?
I don't know. That's an excellent question, because there we require a... but you know what? That's, I think, Simcha, that's less of a catch. I'll tell you why. That school of thought that requires Chorin Ustakim for an Ishal of Baila, that's Doraisa. She needs the Hefsek Tyra Doraisa. She needs the B'dikas Yom Echad Mitoch HaZayin Doraisa, whatever that day, B'dikah. In the case of Taros, we're definitely talking about a Chashash D'Rabbanan. Because all the takanas of Bedika and the Meis Leis, according to the various sheetas, that's all the Rabbanan.
The Chashash is Doraisa. The Chashash is maybe these Gla'al,
I hear. So you're asking, what do we do with the Besula? And she can't make a Bedika of Chorin Ustakim, and she's Osekes Betaris. Ma'ayosa. Okay? I hear? I'll get back to you, Bulin Edra, on that.
Mashiach will come and we will have Tyrus, so we need to go back to get married at 12, that they would never see.
Right. Oh, so, this. Now, on your point, Simcha, this is very interesting. I don't know if I told you this, but I can't make heads or tails of the Sidri Tara. Why? Because there are two paragraphs in the Sidri Tara which seem to contradict each other. There's Sifkat and Chav Gimel and Sifkat and Chav Zayin. You just turn around the Gimel and it becomes a Zayin. In Sifkat and Chav Gimel, he writes that the halacha requiring Chorin Ustakim is a Chumra Derabbanan. V'lachen, b'di'i efshar, yesh lahakil bazeh, v'raya mibesula. And then he writes, in the same paragraph, dafka, he writes, just one second, dafka b'makom she'ein srach dam kibesula. He says, in the case of besula, there it makes sense that we could apply the principle of b'makom she'efshar yesh lahakil. Because again, his position is that since it's only a chumra derabbanan to require chorin ustakim, we could be making b'makom she'efshar. And he says in the case of dam besula, it's only a chashash of dam chimud, shera sakonim anesuin, is somchin al zesh adam yotze miyad below ikuf. Masha enkem be'isha shevadai rasa is tricha hefsektara v'efshal lismoch al zeh. So he says the following, which I don't understand in and of itself. He says in the case of Besula, we can be makil with regard to dropping the requirement of Chorin Ustakim, because of Makom She'efshar. And why are we able to do that? He says, because the requirement of Chorin Ustakim is only Derabbanan, and moreover, the whole chashash that she has dam is only because of Machmas Chivud. And he says that other than that, there's no premise, there's no assumption in that part that she is a Roed Dam. And therefore, since she's not a Roed Dam, then we can rely on this secondary fallback kind of bedik. But he says, in an Isha, Shevadai Roas Adam, then he says, this Chumra is still in place, and we have to require Bedikas Chorin Ustakim. I'm going to try to prove that he contradicts himself a little bit later on in Chav Zayin, but that's what he says in Chav Hei, in Chav Gimel. Now, I don't understand how the Sidrei Tara can tell me that the Bedikos of a Besula, Kodem Nesuin, are simply because of a Chashash of Dam Chimud. That's not true. I mean, that might be true, like you say, back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we'll encourage the girls to get married by the age of 11. But in our times, that a woman is a gedola, she's a vadei ra'asa dam. So how can he tell me that when she makes a bedikah as a besula kodem nisuin, she's not a vadei ra'asa dam? It's some sort of way out chashash of dam chimud, and therefore we could be mekel in the bedikah. I don't know what he means by that.
Maybe, yeah. I'm thinking that maybe this idea that we see in Chazal that a begir is kol besuleo, and today it's not, so maybe it's because miroi bedikas, back then that was kol besuleo.
Right, but again, he actually holds that from the fact that a besula does not have to make a bdika chorus takim, you can prove that when there's no vade re'ia, then we can waive the requirement of bdika's chorus takim. Meaning he's not assuming that kol besuleha. Adarav, he's assuming that she has besulin and that's why she can't make a bdika. It's the efshala lived of b'chornus takim, and he's willing to be mekel for the sake of a besula because the whole chash is only damach maschimud, and she doesn't have a re'ir, and we can make her on the chumad rabbanon of chornus takim b'makom she'i efshar. Okay, fine. That's in Siman Sifkat and Chav Gimel. Now let's fast forward about a half a page to Sifkat and Chav Zayin. And there he writes the following, I'm quoting the Sidrei Tari. He says, Bidikas Chorin Ustakim Ma'akev Afilu Bidievet. Here he's not willing to be lenient at all. He says, V'afilu Hecha Delo Efshar. And he says that we're not going to rely on the Ravid, correct? I'm sorry. Let me go over this one more time because I skipped a very important word. So again, in Sifkaten Chav Gimel, he says that the only kula of Makom Delo Efshar where we'll waive the requirement of Chorin Ustakin is only for the sake of a Basula because she didn't have a Vadei Re'ir. However, an Isha Gedola that had a Vadei Re'ir, she'll require absolutely, without any question, a Bedikas Chorin Ustakin. And that's the sheet of the Sidrei Tari that we've been developing over the last week or so, to the effect that he holds like the Mil Tzedakah, and you need a positive bedikah, and she has to establish with certainty, and she can't do that without a Chorin Ustakim, and he argues with the Nod of Yehuda, and we have to worry about the Dam that's held up in the Beis Achitza. But then, when you fast forward to Sifkat and Chav Zayin, he writes that Hecha Delo Efshar, if she cannot make a bedika of Chorin Ustakim, yesh lismoch al arayvid delabayla sagi bebedika kala bebeis achitzon. That's unbelievable. All of a sudden, the Sidrei Tari picks up the other shita that we've been pushing for and attributing to the Chassam Nod V'Yudin, the Chassam Sofer, the Chazon Ish, that, you know what, it's a nice thing to require Chorin Ustakim, but if it's impossible, then we don't require Chorin Ustakim. And at this moment, the Sidrei Tari introduces one of the early poskim, the Zichron Yosef. If anybody has access to Otzar HaChokhmah or anything like that, maybe you could find for me the Zichron Yosef. I'd love to see the language inside. But this is a pretty radical shita which the Sidrei Tari quotes. And he says, Yesh lahakel bazeh. And one of the various nidonim there in this tshuva of the Zichron Yosef is, Dimidaraisa azlinan basa ruba. A whole new element into the equation, that there's a rov over here. Sherov noshim poskos miliros dam biyom hei o biyom vav liri yosav. The alkol panim, and even if you're not going to rely on the rov, he says, as linen basaruba bahi isha gufa, this woman herself, in bider klal posekesi kodim yom ashvi, Eina tzricha midaraisa bedika al ze umidina muchzekes sheposak maina. This is unbelievable because basically what he's saying is that on a deraisa level we don't need a hefsek tara. Because what's the whole purpose of a hefsek tara? to tell me that Paschal Miliros. But I can assume she Paschal Miliros because B'derek Klal, she only sees for Hay or Vav Yomim. So we wait until those days have passed. And again, whether or not you want to rely on Rov, says Zichron Yosef, is irrelevant. We know that this woman, that she doesn't see more than Hay or Vav Yomim, and therefore, we don't need a Hefsek Tara. And that's an unbelievable chumrah, an unbelievable kula. Sorry, I'm glad you're awake. I'm just testing you. It's good to make mistakes sometimes. Not the Kriya Satorah, by the way. This I don't appreciate when 15 people pounce on, especially Bar Mitzvah book. But anyway, I have a lot of stories to tell you that day. Not all of them are very pleasant. And he brings a raya. Listen to the beautiful, beautiful raya of the Zichron Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan, on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, says the following, Habom en Aderech, and he wants to know whether he could have Tashmish, is Baila Mechashev Yemei Vesta, he knows when Hayom Vesis is, and then Mechashev Zayin Yemei Nidusa, right, he assumes that she had Dam during the, on the Yom Vest, and now he counts Zayin Yemei Nidusa, and Yom Tvilasa, Umutereslo, and this is all brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. Says the Zichron Yosef, what's going on over here? How does he know that she stopped seeing after Zayin Yomim? How can he calculate the Zayin Yomim Nidus and the Yom Tvila and be Mutter Lov Oleha? Maybe she saw more than Zayin Yomim. Is the answer is, says the Zichron Yosef, Al Korchenu, that she can be somech and he can be somech on the fact that she has a regulus, and that regulus establishes a rove that she won't see more than Zayin Nikir. Okay, now the Sidri Tara is going to ask a kasha on the Zichron Yosef and then answer that kasha and then bring another sugya against the Zichron Yosef. But before we see the kasha of the Zichron Yosef, let's just think about the logic. Before we see the objection to the Zichron Yosef, let's just think about the logic of the Zichron Yosef. What he's saying is that we can make an equation here between Nida and Zava. There's no reason to make any distinction in this context. That just like in the case of a Nida, you can rely on the fact that she's not going to see more than the Zayin Yomim. So too in the case of Zava, we're going to assume she's not going to see more than whatever number of days she normally sees. Whether it's Vav or Zayin Yomim. I mean, Hey or Vav Yomim. And therefore, by the time we get to Yom Zayin, she can establish, based on this Rov, this Regulus, or B'derek Klal, that she's Paschal Miliros. She doesn't need Hefsek Tara. Mind-boggling Chiddush. So the Sidrei Tara says, Mimakom Shebasa, the Gemara itself is contradicting the Zichron Yosef. The Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan is Matir when he comes back from his trip is because of a Sveksvik. Number one, Vestos, let's assume Vestos Durabbanon. I don't know, that's a question. But in any event, she doesn't have a certainty that she saw. Number two, even Afilim Tipsom, she saw, then maybe she was Tovelis. Says the Sidrei Tara, if that be the case, then the whole raya of the Zichron Yosef falls in front of our face, because where is the Sveksvek in the case of the Zichron Yosef? The Zichron Yosef is applying this regulus in B'derek Klal, but there's no additional suffix over here. There's no sveksvek. So the Sidrei Tara answers the following. Beautiful answer. He says, what we see in the Gemara is the Gemara is worried about two questions. Question number one is, did she see or did she not see? Right? It was Yom Vesta. Question number two is, was she Tovelis or was she not Tovelis? But the Gemara never raised a third possibility, that she was Mamshicha Liros, that there was a Hefshek of the Riyah, even beyond the Zayin Nikim. In other words, one premise was absolutely accepted by the Sugya, by Rabbi Yochanan. No, that is, that if she saw, she only saw for Zayin Yamin. She didn't see beyond that. The question is, can we be matir? And the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan says we can be matir because even Im Timsalom that she saw, she was Tovelis, and he calculates that she was Tovelis Sof Zayin. But there was never a Havamin in the Gemara that maybe she was Mamshicha Liros, because otherwise Rabbi Yochanan couldn't possibly be matir. Beautiful Raya. Comes along the Sidrei Tara, and he says, but Ledina, I'm not going to rely on the Zichron Yosef, because I have another sugya that contradicts the Zichron Yosef. And we certainly will require a B'dikas Hefsek Tara Midoraisa, and we can't do away with it. Again, I mentioned the Zichron Yosef not only because of the beautiful raya that he brings, but also because in the poskim, you know, when we talk about Shas HaTchak, this is another element that we can enter into the equation, even though, again, the Sidrei Torah claims he has a raya against the Zichron Yosef. What's his raya? The Gemara, the Sugyon Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, establishes that if she made a bedika on Yom Zayin of Hayimei Nidus, and she found herself to be Tmeya, and then a few days pass, and she finds herself to be Tahora, so the halacha is that she's a Sofek Zav. If a few days passed and she made a bedik and she found herself to be Tmeya, according to Rav against Levi, she's a Vadei Zava. It doesn't make any sense. How could you be a Sofek Zava or a Vadei Zava, and it's all based on the fact that she didn't make a Hefsek Tara at the end of Zion? We don't need a Hefsek Tara according to Zichron Yosef, because since she doesn't have a regulus to see more than Zion Yomim, she can assume that Paskam Liros at the end of Zion. So how can you establish, based on the bedika that she made on the morning of Yom Zion, and she found herself to be Tmeya, that now we assume she's Tmeya from that point until the next bedika, either B'Torah Sofik, B'Torah Badai? Why not assume, based on the Rov, as a substitute for the Hefsek Tara, that she stopped seeing at the end of Zion? And therefore, says the Sidrei Torah, obviously, Lo Amrina, we don't say that Alpi Regulus Sheim Afsekes Shadam Nifsak El Chayshini Sheroa Ad She Tafsik means Bedika Betara. Therefore, the Sidrei Torah says Ha'isha Mukzekes Bituma Ad She Tafsik Kindina. So his final conclusion is that we reject the Zichron Yosef, and we're going to require a Hefsek Tara. None of these robes and none of these reguluses are going to help us. But then he writes that he's not sure if that's a requirement d'oraisa. No, the Torah rejects this rove of regulus, or it's only a chumra d'rabbanon. That he's not sure. Rabbi Kiveger in his tshuvas and Simon Samav, it's poshut lo that the Sidrei Torah is correct. Nothing can substitute for a hefsek tara. And he has a long arichus to interpret the sugya daft hesvav and reject the raya of the Zichron Yosef. And even though we're not somech on the regilus ha'isha, he still says that in this case of Svek Rabbi Yochanan is mati. But what I wanted to point out to you is that in the middle of this long tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, he points out that if a woman has what he calls yediyas hanidus mikoa chazaka, and he quotes Rishonim that hold that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's vestos d'oraisa, and that creates a yediyah b'toras chazaka, or mikoa chazaka, right? The chazaka that orech bizmanaba. He says, oz mahani cheskas regilus lahachzik sheposak doma. He says the following, that Enochinam, the raya of the Zichron Yosef is a very stark raya. The Gemara is not afraid that perhaps she saw more than Zayin Yomim, and therefore when he returns from his trip, he's mutter. However, that's only because she never had a re'iyah b'toras vadai. If she had a re'iyah b'toras vadai, she knew for sure she had a re'iyah, then we would have to be choshesh that she continues to see, and the Torah would not rely on the rov and the regulus. Why does Rabbi Yochanan reject or ignore that possibility? The answer is because we never had a re'ia vadois.
So a yoitza lederech, someone that left his home when his wife became nida, and he's come back, let's say, 2 weeks later, so he cannot be mechashev, because he knows that she became...
Correct. It's only a case where Yom Vesta, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. And if it's Yom Vesta, then the Re'iyah that we're assuming, that the premise of the Re'iyah is based on Chazakas. Could be the Torah itself relies on that Chazak of Orech Bizman Abba. But nevertheless, it's not a Yediyah of Hadas. In such a case, we can rely on Roves and Reguluses and so on. The Zichron Yosef is right. But if we're talking about a case of a Zav Gdola, who had a definite re'iyah, then you can't tell me based on Rove that we're going to assume she stops saying after 5 days or after 6 days, and therefore she doesn't need a hefsek time. I'm not sure, it wasn't clear to me in Rebbe Kivega, whether he's dealing on a Daraisa level or a Drabana level. As we saw in the Sidrei Tara himself vacillates back and forth, whether or not this rejection of the Zichron Yosef of the Rov is a Daraisa or it's a Drabana. However, Rebbe Kivega at the end of the Tshuva finds a Pitaron to the problem of a woman who can't make a Bedika of Charen Ustak. And he says the following. We've been assuming until this point, based on the Noda B'Yehuda, that the reason why we need a B'dikas Chorin Ustakim in the case of Isha L'Baila is because the Chshash of Dam that was held up in the Beis Achitzin applies not just to Taras, but also to Nida L'Baila. And that's where the Noda B'Yehuda fought his battle. Says Rabbi Kivega, no. There's another reason why we need Chorin Ustakim, a totally alternative reason. And that is because, in the language of Kivega, the etzba, he says, "I efshal livdok beetzba ad tchilas beis hachitzon," meaning that there's a point in the beis hachitzon at the upper parts where the dam is already tome, and when she does a medika with the etzba without checking the chorin ustakim, she cannot reach all the way up to that beis hachitzon. Because the etzba only reaches ad makom shatash mishdash, and that's below the makom of beis hachitzon. He says that's why we require a bedika aschorin ustakim. Let me just finish one point, Rabbi Moshe, and then the floor is yours. Because otherwise, I'm going to lose my cheshbon. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, again, I'm going to read it to you. He says, "Kevad the efsho livdok bi etzba ad chilas beis hachitzon makom shashamish." Dosh b'shas tashmish v'sham, at that point which she doesn't reach with her etzba, is kvar hadam mitame. He says, therefore, in such a case, what she should do is she should try to do a bedika in which the etzba will reach a little bit further up. I guess he means a moldachuk or whatever it is. And in such a case, we apply the principle of bodekas ad makom sheyodam agas. And when we apply that principle of ad makom sheyodam adgas, we don't have to worry about chorin ustakim. And again, the only reason, says Rabbi Kivega, why we require a bedikas chorin ustakim is because she doesn't reach to the pesach beis hachitzon. The etzba doesn't reach that far. He says, in such a case where she cannot do a bedikas chorin ustakim, if she can guarantee that she did a bedika all the way to the pesach beis hachitzon, then that substitutes for chorin ustakim.
Not to the base of Hitzon, just until she wherever she could get with her finger. Even now, she didn't. Her finger did not become longer. She's not. She's the, also now she can't get until the base of Hitzon. Just that right now, she did whatever she could. Like a regular bdika, she doesn't need to do as much as she could.
I understood from Kiveger, I don't know, you have to look at his language again. If you have the tshuva here, I only know from the Piskei tshuva. He writes that in Simon Samach, that she has to guarantee that it reaches the base hachitz. So I thought he meant maybe a mokdachuk or something along that line.
What did that help?
Chorin istaka means that if the dam came out of the base hachitz on and was held up, it goes into the, I don't know, how do you say kfelim? I don't know. Do you know what that word kfelim means? Does that mean kfolim or kfelim? Yeah. That there's sort of folds there in the membrane, and that's where it goes into the cracks and the crevices, and that's where she needs a medikas chorin ustakim. That's going to substitute for reaching the beis hachitzon. But he seems to present to us another option for a woman who can't do bedikas chorin ustakim, that she can do a bedika that reaches the beis hachitzon, and exactly how, that's what we have to clarify. In any event, the poskim against the Sidrei Tara seem to rely, and that's what we saw in the Chazon Ish, on the Zichron Yosef, that b'makom atzorech yesh lisrok midina on regilus ha'isha, and therefore she can do a bedika without chorin ustakim. Again, even though the Zichron Yosef wants to go even further and he wants to do away with the bedika, because he's saying that based on this rov and this regilus, you don't even need the bedika. That far we're not going to go, but the poskim will rely on the Zichron Yosef as a, what they call a sniff, I hate to use that word, but as a tzad, that perhaps we could rely on a bedikah that's less than Charan Ustakim. Again, based on all the other tshuvas that we saw that would rely on a bedikah, on the Ravid Shita, that there's a bedikah called who is official of bylaw. And here, if you want to make a note of it, there's a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer Kuf Mem Beis, that's not the tshuva that we saw, and of course the Chazon Ish that we saw in Simon Tzadi Beis. But then the question is, what do we do with the sugya on Daf Samach Ches Amid Beis? There the sugya assumes that if she made a bedikah on Yom Zayin in the morning and she found herself to be Tmeya, we're going to assume that she continues seeing Dam on Ches, Tes, and Yud, and she becomes a Zovah Mitzad Sofek, or if she makes another bedikah, Zovah Mitzad Vada, in the whole bit. What happened to this rove of Regilus that she doesn't see beyond Yom Zayin? So there's a fantastic chiddush here of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish wants to say,
you see that she did see more than Zion. Now she found. So your whole book gives
me. Well, no. I mean, now is a whole new nidus. We don't have to assume that she saw continuously. In other words, if there's a robe that she won't see that much, now we start with a new nidus. The new nidus. And especially in the case where she made a bedikah and she found herself to be Tahora, why do you assume she's a Suffolk Zov? Well, that was the cash on the Zichron Yosef. What happened to the regulars? So the Chazon Ish wants to suggest the following, that the Gemara in Samach Ches is talking about a specific case. When did she make the bedikah and find herself to be Tmeya? On Yom Zayin. He wants to say that already is a Reusa on the Rov, on the regulars. Now, normally she sees either 5 days or 6 days. Here she made a bedikah on Yom Zayin and she saw Dam. And therefore he says, Chagra mi regilusa. You know, she's a choreget. You know, this is already an exception case because she saw in Yom Zayin. And therefore you're not going to rely on the regilus. But in other cases where she didn't make a bedikah on Yom Zayin and find Dam, in Okinawa we're going to rely, at least as a tzad, on the Zichron Yosef, that based on the regilus, she was Paska Dam. Now, by the way, I think we mentioned when we started this whole sugya, which who remembers when that was, that the Tosa Rosh says that the case in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka Yom Zayin. The Mishnah just gave an example where she was bodekas and matzah tmei on Yom Zayin. The same halacha says the Tosfos Rosh would apply if she found the re'iyah, if she found dam on the bedika on any of the days of the Zayin Nikim. That dam would be, since it creates a cheskes tumah, would be a bridge until on the very next bedika, either b'toras safek or b'toras vadai. So you see that what the Chazon Ish says here is against the Tosfos Rosh. That's why I just wanted to point that out. Okay, Rabosa. Now, we start. I see it's getting late, but at least let me give an introduction to the next sugya. Tosis at the beginning of Nida asks the following questions. Machlokas between Hill and Shammai about whether Tumas Nida Le'inyan Taros Kishen is Askabahem are we Mitami L'mafreya? Frektosis, I don't understand. This is a case of Safek Tumah. And we have a principle which more derives in the Sechta Sota from Sota, that Safek Tumah is a Rabim, Sveka Tar. Safek Tumah is a Yochid, Sveka Tomei. So Tosa says, let's derive from Sota that in Rishus HaYochid, we should apply the principle of Sveka Tomei. So if there's any Safek about the Taros, Meis Leis, of this Nido, we should apply the principle of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, assuming she's in Rishus HaYochid, Sveka Tomei. So Tosa gives two answers. His first answer is that as far as Lamafreya is concerned, to be Matamiha back Meis Leis, that we cannot derive from Sota. Sota is just telling us that she's Vinitma Vinitma Labaila Mikan Lahaba. But the question of Beit Shammai Beisil and Nida, that's as far as Tarash and Isaskabahem Kodem Sharasa. That has nothing to do with Sota. But what's more fascinating is Tosis' second answer. Tosis says that in Sota, the Geder HaSofek is she Tmeya or is she not Tmeya? Well, I don't know if I touched the Sheretz or I didn't touch the Sheretz. He says on that we derive from Sota that Sofek Tumah should say, Yoch, it's Sveka Tomei. Here, we know that she's Tmeya. That's not an issue. She found a Re'iyah. Elo, what we want to know, when does that tumah begin? In such a case, Tosfos says we don't derive anything from sota, and therefore, in the case of a nida, she's a vadei tmeya, and therefore we want to know when did her tumah begin? So the Zichron Yosef that we mentioned earlier says the following: B'makom shasofek ala isha impasko liros. He says, for example, let's say a woman cannot make a hefsek tara, and now we have a suffix that perhaps she continued seeing. Then he says, Nelef misota lomar shetmeya bevadai. What are you going to say? Well, Rove, the regulus is that she's not seeing, she stopped seeing. No, in this case, we're not going lemafrea, like Tosis says. We're not talking about a question of when did her tumas nida begin. We're talking about whether her tumas nida continued. That's already a safek dumya de sota. And therefore we derive from sota that if it was a mishus hayachid, she's vadei tmeya. So it's unbelievable, Rabbi Osen, that with this we'll try to wrap it up. And I think this is the point of the Sidrei Tara, that the Zichron Yosef goes from one extreme to the other. On the one hand, he wants to suggest that we should rely on Rov, that she stopped seeing because of her regilus. On the other hand, he says, let's derive from Sota, that if you have a suffix as to whether or not she is Tmei or Rishus HaYachid, then in Rishus HaYachid we derive from Sota that she's Tmeya, B'Torah Svatni, we don't lie, not on Sveksvekas, not on Roves, not on anything. Not on Batich, as they say, right? And therefore, says the Zichron Yosef, in this case that you, until she gets a Hefsek Tara, you want to rely on Rov, he says, no, since she's Rishus HaYachid, we can derive from Sota, that Sofek Tuma Bershus Ayachid Sveiko Tomet. And unless she gets a Hefsek Tara, all the robes in the world are not going to help you. All the Sveikas in the world are not going to help you. Because we derive from Sota that Sofek Tuma Bershus Ayachid Sveiko Tomet. Again, the only reason why Tosus rejects the Alfusa equating Nida to Sota is only because, whereas Sota's Mikan Olahava, right, on an issue that's not Lamafreya, but Mikan Olav, Nida in the Mishnah of Hillel and Shammai is only on Lamafreya. But says the Zichron Yosef, let's just make the Cheshbon. If we're dealing with Mikan Ulahava in the case of Nida, we want to know if she continues seeing or not. That's already Dumya de Sota. Look, let's say she's in our house, right?
She goes outside too as well.
Yeah, but once the suffix is no leverage, say yachid, you can't be mafkia. We're already machria. No, I'm saying if she saw a dam in our house.
We didn't see that. Now we want to say about the rov. Now it's been 7 days after, and the rov is that she's not going to carry on seeing. So maybe that's in the shop. Maybe it's in the house.
All right. But if it's in the house, it's going to be Vadei Tomei. Who disagrees, and this is what I want to pick up for Shem next week, who disagrees with this Zichron Yosef? It's none other than the Shem Shmaitita. Rabbi Wieder will give us a shir on this, but if I get there first, I'm going to give the shir. Shmaita Aleph, Sof Perek Yud Beis, and that's going to break open this whole discussion about whether or not we can derive neither from Sota. Sota is a special din of Vinitma, and maybe in the case of Nida, the Oser of Nida is not Tuma, but a special Iser Erva, and Vali Neder will pick that up next week.